The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Today, alhamdulillah, we've brought another episode for you, another dimension, another set of traits of Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, that we will be talking about, another set of distinctive characteristics of Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, that we'll be shedding light upon and learning from his best. Seerah, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Today we'll talk about the element of dealing with affairs and dealing with certain scenarios, certain situations, that how Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would deal in those scenarios, how he would resolve certain issues that really and truly made Islam flourish. And they were indeed the need of the time, and no one besides Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu could have taken those steps for the uplifting of Islam. So inshallah, we'll talk about this, we'll go through certain accounts that will show us the greatness of Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu from this very perspective as well. But before we continue any further, as usual, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The renowned spiritual guide and the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Hafizahullahu Ta'ala, has written a beautiful booklet on the virtues of sending peace and salutations upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, namely Blessings of Salat and Salam. On page number 2 of this booklet, hadith number 3, that the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, has mentioned, is in reference to Jami' al-Tirmidhi, hadith number 484, where he states that whoever recites Salat upon me once, Allah sends 10 mercies upon him and writes 10 virtuous deeds in his book of deeds. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we also want to have our book of deeds increased with good deeds, then we should also send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So topic of the day, as we spoke earlier about it, is the element of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu dealing with affairs, different scenarios, certain situations arise, and how Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu resolved those issues, how he reacted in those particular scenarios, in those particular situations. Dear Mr. Madani Channel, now many a times certain circumstances also arise in our lives. Now how do we react? How do we resolve those issues? How do we go about dealing with those very issues? Now this is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He grants to His chosen servants, that they possess this faculty, this characteristic of dealing with different scenarios, different affairs in such a manner that they resolve it beautifully, that they resolve it in the best of the manners, that they are not able to be resolved in any other way better than that. This is a special blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants to His beloved servants, the chosen bondsmen. Now, when we talk about Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was also blessed with this very characteristic where he served Islam so brilliantly that whenever any kind of situation rose, any kind of scenario arose, then Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu resolved that scenario, that situation, that issue in such a way that really and truly uplifted Islam. And it was only Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu who could have done that. There was a very famous account of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh embracing Islam. Now, after Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh embraced Islam, what was the reaction of the Muslims and how exactly Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh deal with the situation at that very moment of time, and how it changed the course of the Islamic history entirely after the embracing of Islam of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh? Let's try to understand this through the account of embracing of Islam of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and then how he suggested to worship openly in front of disbelievers. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, embraced Islam, up until then 39 people had embraced Islam, and Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, was the 40th person to embrace Islam. So the Muslims, they were in very few numbers. Amongst the entire Quraysh, there were only two people who possessed a lot of awe and dignity, or you can say that other people, they would fear somewhat those two personalities. And they would literally, they would tremble with fear when they would hear their names. One was Sayyid al-Shuhada, Amir Hamza radiallahu anh, and the second was Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiallahu anh. Now, when we talk about Sayyid al-Shuhada, Amir Hamza radiallahu anh, he had already embraced Islam. Before Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Amir Hamza radiallahu anh had already embraced Islam. Now, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh had also embraced Islam. So, the disbelievers, one of their selling points, you can say, or one of the things that they would boast upon when they would be oppressing the Muslims would be based upon Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh and Amir Hamza radiallahu anh, because both of these blessed personalities up until now or prior to their embracing of Islam, of course, they were not Muslims at that moment of time. So the disbelievers, they would boast upon them as well, use them to boast upon Muslims, to be boastful and observe that arrogance over Muslims and oppress them even more severely. But both these honorable personalities had now embraced Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh and Amir Hamza radiallahu anh. And both of these personalities, after embracing Islam, really made Islam more powerful, uplifted Islam greatly. But even now, if the Muslims did not come out in the face of the disbelievers and openly announced their faith, then the disbelievers would still dominate them. This was the need of the time, and up until now they were not coming out to worship openly in front of the disbelievers. But as soon as Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anh came under the slavery of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, then straight away he realized the need of the time. He realized that the disbelievers are still having an upper hand over us, and if we still don't come out, then they will ultimately be dominant over us, despite me and Amir Hamza radiallahu anhum embracing Islam. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he suggested the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that now I have embraced Islam, so the Muslims should not worship hidingly anymore. We should not worship in privacy anymore. Rather, we should go to Ka'batullah, we should go to Haram, and we should offer Salah, we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he also agreed with the suggestion of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and the Muslims, they openly worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the disbelievers. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was a very critical point in the history of Islam, where this was the need of the time. Had this not been the case, then the disbelievers could have been dominant over the Muslims. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, he had sensed the need of the time. And it was through him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted such prosperity to Islam that the Muslims, they came out openly and performed their worship openly in front of the disbelievers. So this was the need of the time, and this was a time when Muslims had to come out for their right, and Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, through his suggestions and through his embracing of Islam, the Muslims, they had this honor of coming out in the open and and daring the disbelievers, they came in the open and worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offered salah in the haram of Kaaba, and all this happened by the greatness and by the great element of resolving issues, understanding the need of the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Similar kind of greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu can also be seen from the incident of migration, when the migration of Muslims took place. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we know that in the early days of Islam, the disbelievers, they oppressed the Muslims immensely. And when we talk about oppress them, we perhaps cannot even imagine what level of oppression and brutalities they would cast upon the Muslims. Sometimes one of the Sahabi or Sahabiya, they would have their fractured hand. Sometimes they would have a wound in their head. Sometimes they would have a fracture in their leg, and some of them would even get martyred. They would even lose their lives. This was common practice on daily basis in that era. And the Sahaba, they would come in the court of the Prophet ﷺ with these complaints, and the Prophet ﷺ would instruct them to observe patience. However, the situation worsened so much that it became very difficult for Muslims to live in that very society. Eventually, the Prophet ﷺ commanded the Muslims to migrate to Abyssinia. Now, when this migration took place, where some of the Sahaba and Sahabiyat, they migrated to Abyssinia, upon this, the disbelievers, they became even more uproaring, and they started to oppress the remaining Muslims who were in Mecca even more. And it came to an extent where the Prophet ﷺ, he had to command the Muslims to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the Muslims migrated to Abyssinia, this gave a false impression to the disbelievers that the Muslims are scared of us now. And when the Prophet ﷺ commanded them to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara, then this false presumption settled even more firmly in the hearts of the disbelievers that the Muslims are scared of us. That is why they first migrated to Abyssinia, and now they are migrating to Madinatul Munawwara. So this was a time, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when this very false presumption of the disbelievers needed to be eradicated. Someone needed to stand firm in the face of the disbelievers and tell them that what you are thinking is absolutely wrong. We are not scared of you. That was the need of the time. Because had that not been the case, the results could have been different. The disbelievers could have harmed Muslims even more at that moment of time. Now, the need of the time was for someone to stand firm and go in the face of the disbelievers and tell them that we Muslims are not scared of you. Now, during such critical time, again, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he realized the need of the time, that what needs to be done for the uplifting of Islam. So what he does is that he holds his sword, he has his arrows, he has his spear, all these weaponry, he has that, and he goes to the Haram of Kaaba. Now, in the courtyard of Kaaba, there was a group of Quraysh already present there. So Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he performs the tawaf of the Kaaba. Tawaf has 7 rounds. Remember, the viewers of the channel. So in front of that group of Quraysh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he performs the tawaf of the Kaaba, all 7 rounds. Then he very calmly and peacefully offers salah. Then he went to the group of the Quraysh over there, and he openly announced to each and every single one of them that your faces have been humiliated. You have been humiliated. Allah Almighty has soiled your faces. Allah Almighty has humiliated you. And then he further says that if you want your wives to be widow, if you want your mothers to cry in your separation, if you want to make your children orphans, then come out of the haram and face me. In these words, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu leaves haram, and no one had any courage to face Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Now, dear viewers, these were those critical moments where this was the need of the time for someone to stand firm in the face of the oppressions and tyrannies of the disbelievers of Quraysh. and for someone to stand in front of them and tell them that us Muslims are not scared of you, and that in fact was the case. Otherwise, the disbelievers would have carried on with their oppressions and with their tyrannies. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh for this noble task as well, where he radiallahu anh with full awe and majesty came in front of the disbelievers, announced in front of them, if there's anyone out of you who can come and face me, come outside out of the haram and face me. But no one could dare to come in front of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. And this was again a very big success of Islam. This was again when Islam was uplifted greatly at this very moment of time. Another beautiful dimension of the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh is that he radiallahu anh was very much familiar with the nature of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, with the likes and dislikes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And many a times when any such incident would occur where someone would say or ask something to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which would be against the nature of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which would make the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wrathful, then all of a sudden Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh would calm down the situation and he would change the wrath of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam into calmness. This was the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and this is how much he knew the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. On this account, once a person asked a question to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, upon which he became very, very displeased or angry, you can say. Now, Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiallahu anh was also present over there, and what was his belief, what was his aqeedah? He believed that the wrath of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is like inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said anything in this very state, then this would indeed be exactly as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would have declared, would have said, exactly same thing would happen. So Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he instantly, at this very occasion when a person asked a question to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which made the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam very angry, or which brought a state of wrath upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, on this very occasion Umar Farooq radiallahu anh was also there, and instantly, very humbly, he said in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, O the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we are content, we are pleased upon Allah Almighty being our Rabb, our Lord, upon Islam being our religion, and upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam being the Prophet of Allah. And we seek refuge in Allah from the wrath of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this was Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, that how much he also knew the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he would change the unpleasant situation that would occur before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam into a pleasant situation. This is also the greatness of Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, and his greatness and the element of him realizing the issue of the time, that this has occurred and this situation needs to be arrest. So this was the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Dear Viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he guided the Muslims, he guided all the companions alayhi wa ridwan on every aspect of life during his physical lifetime. Whenever the Sahaba, the companions alayhi wa ridwan, they would come across anything, they would come in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they would get an answer for it. They would get a solution to it. This is the reason that when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam physically passed away, then this on one side was the biggest of the tests that Muslims were facing, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has physically passed away. And the second test or issue that the Muslims were facing was that who should they turn to in order to seek guidance? Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not physically there anymore. So who can they refer to now in order to seek guidance? So All of a sudden, it was decided that one caliph, one khalifa, should not be appointed, who would then be obeyed, who then would be followed. Now, on this issue, the Muhajireen and Ansar Sahaba, they all had a difference of opinion. And you can imagine that on one side, there was this situation where the Muslims, they were still under this grief situation, under this saddest of the situations, where the coolness of their eyes, where their heartbeat, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has physically departed from this world. So this in its own was the biggest of the calamities that befell them. And at the same time, the difference of opinion regarding appointing a khalifa, regarding appointing a caliph, was also one of the biggest issues that the Muslims were facing. Now, there was a great difference of opinion that broke out between the Muhajireen Sahaba and the Ansar Sahaba. Now, this was again a very critical point in the history of Islam. Again, there was a need of someone to stand firm in this situation and resolve this entire situation in such a great way that this entire situation gets resolved in a beautiful manner. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu at this occasion to resolve this very issue for the Muslims. Now, what happened was that, keeping in view the sensitivity of the matter, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he stepped forward and all of a sudden he pledged allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who was the best amongst the entire creation after the prophets. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is Afdal al-Bashir Ba'd al-Anbiya, the best amongst the entire creation after the prophets. So even at this crucial time, when Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he realized the sensitivity of the moment, he stepped forward and he pledged allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now, seeing him do this, all other people also followed him and they also pledged allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the entire ummah, they gathered upon the caliphate of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And this way, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu became the first caliph of Islam. But if we look at this entire incident in its contextual background, we will realize that what a critical time it was in the history of Islam, where the Holy Prophet والسلام, has departed physically from this world. This in its own was the biggest of the calamities for the Sahaba. But on the other hand, choosing a Khalifa, choosing a Caliph, and a great difference of opinion breaks out over there amongst the Sahaba. At such critical time, at such critical point, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, realizing the sensitivity of the matter and how crucial it is, he steps forward and pledges allegiance to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and resolves this entire matter, and the entire ummah gathers upon the caliphate of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Another greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu in this regard, viewers of Madani Channel, we can see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam indicated, had elusively appointed Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as the caliph of believers after him, and for the ummah to be gathered upon his caliphate. And this is also one of the reasons why all the Muslims, they gathered upon the caliphate of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, prior to his passing, he had appointed Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu as the Khalifa, as the Caliph of the Muslims. Now, when the time of passing of the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, came, now the need of the time was that such a strategy full of wisdom should be devised, that there shouldn't be any dispute amongst the Muslims, and a caliph is also appointed. And this wasn't an easy task. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he's departing from this world. These are the last moments of his life. Now, realizing again the sensitivity of the matter and how delicate this issue is, so he radiallahu anhu, through his wisdom, through his insightfulness, what does he do? He forms a committee He forms a shura comprising of six individuals, six members, and appointed this very responsibility to this very committee, that they would choose a khalifa, a caliph for the Muslims, for the entire ummah, so that no dispute breaks out amongst the ummah. And this again reflects the greatness of the wisdom and insightfulness that he radiyallahu anhu possessed. Otherwise, again, you can imagine the second caliph of Islam is departing from this world and no other khalifa has yet been appointed. And there could again be a great dispute broken out amongst the ummah regarding who the caliph would be. Now, to bring an end to all these disputes, to bring an end to all these difference of opinions, to bring an end to all these rising of issues, this is what Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu beautifully does over here again, that he forms a committee comprising of six members who would choose who the caliph would be after me, so that the entire ummah can gather under that very caliph and no dispute breaks out amongst the ummah. And this is exactly what happened, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that very committee, they chose the third caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, as the caliph of the Muslims, as the caliph of the believers, where all the disputes came to an end and a khalifa, a caliph, was also appointed, and no dispute or difference of opinion rose, or there was no issues being raised amongst the Muslim ummah, and the entire Muslim ummah gathered under the caliphate of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. This is again another remarkable achievement and remarkable initiative that was taken by Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu to resolve all these disputes, to resolve all these raising issues. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu to bring an end to all these kind of disputes and possible issues that could raise amongst the ummah, that could become a cause of concern for the unity of the ummah, for the ummah to gather under the caliphate of one khalifa, of one caliph. But the great wisdom and insightfulness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, even at the time of his passing, was such that he formed such a great formal procedure that no one could question anything, and the entire ummah, they gathered under the caliphate of Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. But this great credit again goes to our master, our leader, the second caliph of Islam, our heartbeat, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode we just tried to cover a few incidents through which the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is reflected from the perspective of resolving the issues and dealing with certain circumstances, and what is the need of the time doing exactly that. We don't see anyone like Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu who had this great acumen to resolve certain issues and perform exactly what was the need of the time to resolve those issues and ensure that all the matters stay intact and no mischief or discord is caused. This was our leader, our master, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. May Allah Almighty shower his countless mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu